Lakuta Sikha is Chelek Yudzayim, Parsha Metzera, Sikha Aleph, a summary of the Sikha. In the Parsha where it talks about the cleansing process, the purification process of a Metzera, one of the things that has to be done is that the Kohen has to take from the blood of the Asham, of the Karban, and place it on the Tnuch of the ear of the person seeking purification. So Rashi explains what is the meaning of the word tnuch, and he says geder ha-mitzoy, which means the center, the middle section of the ear, and the word tnuch is not known to me, and the interpreters, the ones who interpret these things, call it the tendrus, which means the French word for cartilage. So the questions on this Rashi are many. First of all, tnuch is not a common word. It is a difficult word in the Torah, but it already appears twice beforehand, once in Parsha Tetzav and once in Parsha Tzav. And Rashi doesn't explain it in Parsha Tzav the previous time, even though he does explain it in Parsha Tetzav. And in Parsha Tetzav he's already explained what it means, so why does he have to explain it once again over here, what it means? And if he feels that it's not enough to explain it in Parsha, that what he explained in Parsha Tetzav, then why does he not explain it in Parsha Tzav and waits until he gets to Parsha Metzora where he does explain it again? Even though one could answer that since he gives an introduction to his commentary in Parsha Tzav, that since I have already explained everything about Parsha Meluyim back in Parsha Tetzav, I'm not going to be explaining it all again here, and that might be the reason why he didn't explain it in Parsha Tetzav, in Tzav, because that's part of the Meluyim, whereas when he gets to Metzora, which is a completely new subject, so he feels that he wants to explain it again, remind us of the meaning of Tnuch. But even if we give that explanation, it still leaves a few questions, which is, generally Rashi does not explain the meaning of a word once he's explained it before. Another thing is, he could have just said simply to remind us that it means the middle section of the air, period, and not go on with a whole long explanation. Here he even adds more than he said in Parsha Tetzav, saying that I am unaware, I don't know what the meaning of tnuch is, and the interpreters interpret it as tendrous. That's something that he didn't write in Parsha Tetzav. He simply said it means tendrous. Also, Rashi's word leinoidali, I'm unaware of what the meaning is very uncommon. He could say loyadaiti, I don't know. Usually he says I don't know. What does he mean by hapaisrim, those who interpret? Also a very unusual way of relating to commentators. Why doesn't he simply say the word in French is tendrous, period? So to explain, the reason Rashi says over here the meaning of tnuch is unknown to me is because he is trying to point us, to tell us that there is an explanation in the word in Teiras Kayanim, which is a medrash that is related to Parsha Vayikra, not Parsha, to Chumash Vayikra, and therefore there is an explanation of the word tnuch, and Rashi is trying to tell us that he doesn't accept the explanation of the Teiras Kayanim as Pshuto Shel Mikra. And therefore he says, it's unknown to me, not that he doesn't know what it is. He knows what it is because it's written in Teiras Kayanim what it is. But he's trying to say that I don't buy it. It doesn't sit well with me. It's not something that I can subscribe to, that this is the meaning of Pshuto Shel Mikra. We'll explain in a moment what it is that it says in Teiras Kayanim, but that's what he means to deliver with that message. And the reason he needs to say it here is because Rashi relies a lot on the commentary of Teiras Kayanim to explain many things in Pshuto Shel Mikra. And he actually comes to the same conclusion as the Teiras Kayanim as to the meaning of it, which is that it's the middle section of the air. But how the Teiras Kayanim gets to that result is not what Rashi accepts as Pshuto Shel Mikra, and therefore he doesn't want us to think that he also accepts the approach of Teiras Kayanim, and therefore he says in a very unusual way, because Normally he doesn't tell you what he doesn't accept. Usually he tells you what he thinks is the right way. But over here he wants to make sure that we understand that this is not how he sees it. And that's why he says, "V'loy noidali," it's not something that I can ascribe to. And that's why in Parsha Tetzaveh he doesn't bring this up at all, because over there it's not reliant on Teiris Kayanim. In the Mechilta, which is the Medrash on Shmois, it doesn't give any commentary on the word Tanuch, and therefore he doesn't have to tell you what he doesn't accept. When he gets to Vayikra, which is connected to Teiris Kayanim, he says what the Teiris Kayanim says in this matter is not really what is Pshutus Shel Mikra. What does it say in Teiris Kayanim? It says, I would think that you should put the blood into the center of the air, because the word tnuch can be interpreted as toich, the middle of. So it says nuch. It adds the word nuch. Tnuch is made up of the word toich and nuch. Nuch means the high point of the air. I would think that you should put it at the high point of the air. So he says toich. The word also contains toich. So what does that mean? It's not the high point, not the center. What is it? It's the middle section, which is neither on the high point nor in the center, and that's where it should be placed. So Rashi says he doesn't accept this, because although in a general sense it is okay, we find many times in the Torah where there are words which are similar to other words, and we accept that they mean the same thing, even though it's missing a letter or a letter is added, and they mean the same thing. But in this case, there is a problem with it, because how does nuch mean the high point? It comes from the word anoch, which means a lead weight, which is used to measure the straight, to make sure that a wall is straight. So you build it, you drop a weight on a string, and you build according to the string is always going to be straight, because gravity pulls it down straight. So that's what it is. It's called a plumb. So that plumb, even though it doesn't mean height, the plumb is dropped from a high place, but the word anoch doesn't really mean a high place, it just means a plumb. And because you dropped this implement from the high place, therefore it can allude to the high place. But Rashi says this is very far removed from Pshutus Shel Mikra, and Rashi doesn't like the idea of something which is associated with heights taking on the meaning of height. Where do we see that Rashi doesn't like this? In another place. Rashi explains the meaning of the word uberuach apecha, and from the breath of your nostrils, the waters of the Yamsuf churned, and when it's in the Az Yashir, that's how they drowned the Egyptians. So Rashi relates the idea of apecha, which we know that the word apecha also means anger. So he relates the whole concept of anger to the nose. Why? He says, because when a person gets angry, so the breath becomes shortened. So talking, and then when you calm down, the breath goes back to a normal drawn out level. He also relates the idea of Ola Oshem Ba'apai, his nose, the smoke was coming out of his nose to express anger. The breath, the breath of my nose relating to anger. And when he says, I will not be angry, it says Arich Api, which means I will draw out my nose, meaning I will draw out my breath. In other words, expressing somebody that is not angry, somebody that's breathing normally. In other words, Rashi is saying that the word af itself means nose, it doesn't mean anger. When it comes along with another meaning, with smoke or drawn out breath, then it connotates anger. But the word af itself does no connection to anger. So also over here, the word anoch itself just means that tool. So it doesn't mean height. And therefore Rashi doesn't like that this is how we learn the concept of height from tnuch, from the high point of the center of the air, doesn't accept that interpretation. Where then does Rashi come to the conclusion of the tnuch meaning the center, the middle part of the air? He says that Hapoisrim, the interpreters. What does an interpreter mean? In this interpreter means usually, let's say, you interpret dreams. Meaning to say, when the dream of the pare had seven cows. So Yosef said the seven cows relate to 7 years. What's the connection between cows and years? There doesn't seem to be a connection, but somebody who knows how to interpret could find the similarity between the two. When it comes to language, there are people that are able to show the etymology, the source of words, the sounds of words, how they relate to each other. So Rashi says, in this case, we're relying on that. The word tendrus, which means cartilage, is similar, it shares three letters with the word tnuch, the tough sound, and the n, the nun sound, and the vav sound. So they share a certain commonality, and it's based on that we relate the word tnuch to the cartilage area of the ear, which means the middle section of the ear. And it shouldn't surprise us that Rashi wants to compare the French from the time of Rashi to the Hebrew front, which came from thousands of years earlier in the Torah, the word tnuch with tendrus, which are thousands of years apart, because we find that Rashi himself brings such a similarity. The Pasuk says in Dvarim that in regards to Har Hermon, the Mount Hermon, which is covered in snow, that the Emoiroim, the Amorites of the area, used to call it sneer. And Rashi says, what does sneer mean? It means snow in German and in the language of Knani. In other words, that Rashi was relating the meaning of the word, the sound of the word snow, Schnee, as it is said in German, and in English it's also called snow, to the word in Hebrew in Lashon Kodesh, which comes from the Torah from thousands of years earlier, which is sneer. So we see that there is a relationship between words from early Hebrew to late, even today's English and German and so on.